Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about the state budget. This has been a couple of weeks overdue, and we finally have House passage of a state budget. What's the word on this? What's it include?
Well, we are a couple weeks past due, and this week the State House of Representatives advanced a budget bill for the first time this year. This particular proposal was passed largely on party lines. It would spend $50.6 billion. That represents $900 million less in spending than what the governor originally proposed back in February, but still spends substantially more revenue than what is expected to come in to state government. I think it's a move in the wrong direction, which is why I voted no on this bill. I'm looking for a budget proposal that funds the core functions of government and respects the taxpayers who foot the bill. We should not be spending more money than what's coming into state government. We should be focused on unleashing the full potential of our energy industry, ensuring efficiency in government by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse. And again, focusing on the core functions of government, this bill just does not do that. And that is why I voted against it. We need all parties to come back to the table and work toward a real proposal for this year's state budget.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, deals with health care, especially along Pennsylvania's borders. I understand that we are dealing with health care compacts that allow doctors to be licensed across state lines. What's this all about?
Well, Pennsylvania is now a full participant in three healthcare licensure compacts that make it easier for qualified doctors, nurses, and physical therapists to provide care across state lines. Act 79 of 2024, which I supported, opened the door to allow the Commonwealth to become a full participant in these licensure compacts. Instead of requiring months to complete a full licensure process, as a result of the full compact participation, out-of-state practitioners are now able to contribute to Pennsylvania's healthcare workforce within days, which is a great help as compared to in the past where they were waiting for this licensure to go through. In fact, my office would often get involved in helping practitioners get their Pennsylvania license. So I think this will help a great deal in getting doctors, nurses, and physical therapists licensed in Pennsylvania so that they can immediately start treating patients.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is it's fair season. The Potter County Fair is coming up. I understand you're going to have a table there. What are the details?
Well, County Fair Week is upon us, and I'm looking forward to having a table at the Potter County Fair again this year. My staff and I will be having our table in the evenings from Monday, July 28th through Friday, August 1st. We'll have a lot of different information, brochures, booklets on state programs and services. So I would encourage anyone with questions or concerns about state government to stop by and see us. In addition, you can always stop by one of our full-time district offices in Bradford, Countersport, or Kane.
And finally, Representative, you also have Senior Expos coming up. When's the first one, and how can folks get a little more information?
I'm looking forward to hosting a series of Senior Expos again this year, the first being on Friday, August 1st, at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. The event's going to be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to have free lunch and door prizes will be provided. This is an event that grows every year. It's all about providing support, information about services that are available for senior citizens. So I would encourage folks to come out to the Senior Expo. In addition, my district offices in Bradford, Countersport, and Kane will be closed all day on Friday, August 1st. If you need immediate assistance, you can contact the Harrisburg office at 717-787-5075.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.